Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Meseches Menachos, we're up to Daf Samach Zayim. We're going to start from the end of Daf Samach Vavim and Beis. The Gemara is going through the sugya of Meruach Akum. The din is by Truma. In order to be Chayiv and Shumas and Maestris, you need Meruach. You have to have the grain, it has to be the Gemara Malacha. You have to finish all the work that has to be done with the grain. You have to cut it and thresh it and winnow it, and then pile up the grain, that's meruach, piling up the grain, and that's what makes it chayev and shuma. And the Gemara is discussing what's the din of meruach hakam if a guy piled up the grain. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, pshitali de meruach hektish pater. It's pashit to me that if hektish piles up the grain, it's pater, because our Mishnah discussed what's the din with the leftovers of the Eimer. They cut 3 sa'am for the Eimer, and they only used 1 Isar, and what happened with the leftovers? So the Gemara says that there's a machlokes if they're chayiv and meiser or pater for meiser. The Tanakhama says the pater for meiser because meruach hektish at the time of the Gemara Malach, at the time of the piling up, it was hektish, and mele it's pater. And Rabbi Kiva says you're chayiv, and the Gemara says even Rabbi Kiva holds that meruach hektish is pater, but the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds you're chayiv is because he doesn't think that it's hektish. Only the isarin that's needed, that is the pot that's hektish, and the rest of the barley is not hektish to begin with. The money that was given only for that isarin that was necessary. So that's clear, meruach hektish is pater. But meruach ayvik echavim, if a guy does the meruach, tanayhi, that's a machlekes tanam, the tanya. Tarmim mishal yisrael, ashal yisrael, mishal avichav, mishal avichavim, etc. Umishal akayl, ashal akayl, divir abmeyev, rabbi huda. So Rabbi Meir Yehuda holds that it's an equal chiyuv. You could take chuma from Goyish produce on Yiddish produce, and from Yiddish produce on Goyish produce. It's not considered min a chiyuv al aptur, or min aptur al a chiyuv. And Rabbi Yisrael of Shimon Aymim, you could be tayyim mishal Yisrael v'shal Yisrael, and you could also be tayyim mishal avicham mishal kusim mishal avicham, because they hold that kusim have the same din as Goyim. So mainly you could take chuma from kusim to Goyim and Goyim to kusim, because the Shal Yisrael is chayiv and the Goyim and Kusim are pater. So the machlokes is meruach akum. If a guy does the meruach, a guy does the piling, is it chayiv or pater? So the Gemara, the next Amud discusses what is it din by challah? Is the Gilgul Eivik Echavim, is Gilgul Eivik Echavim pater or chayiv? And Rava comes out that it's one shaila. If you hold meruach Akum is chayiv, so Gilgul Akum is also chayiv chala. If you hold meruach Akum is pater, so Gilgul Akum is also pater in chala. So Ravina and Rav Papa both asked on Rava from clear brises that are clearly indicate that by chala by a guy it's pater, and by chuma by a guy it's chayiv. So how would Rava learn? Rava says it's the same shaila of meruach Akum is the same shaila of Gilgul Akum. So what's the pshat in the brises that clearly indicate that by truma, the meruach akum is chayiv, and by chala, gilgul akum is pater. Rava said that it's tali habaha. So Rava says by truma, there's a special gzeirah derabanan. Even though midairaisa, there's a tana that holds the meruach akum is pater, but midairabanan, that tana also holds yichayiv, because gzeirah mishum balekisim, Rashi has two pshatim. The second pshat is because if meruach akum would be pater, so what would a rich man do? He would go and make sure that a guy does the meruach. He give it to a guy to do the meruach and get it back, and that way he'd pater himself in chumas. We don't want him to do that, so therefore we say the meruach akum is chayiv midarabanan. So one of bechali, you say also that the baker doesn't want to take challah, so he'll have a guy do the gilgul. The Teretz says the baker anyway has an eitzah because he could constantly need less than a shir challah. I buy chuma, or you have an eitzah, you could bring it into your house before the nigma malachtai, and then it wouldn't be chayiv and chuma. But Teretz says that's with fehesya. No one will be fehesya do that. People will think he's a stingy fellow. He doesn't want to take chuma. He's trying to find eitzahs to pater himself. Mashayin kain, giving it to a guy, or by challah, doing less than a shir, that's betzina. Samamela, people will do it. Atkan the sugya sagamar. So let's discuss the inyan of meruach akum. There's a big machlekes rishayim how to understand what is the case of meruach akum. There's a machlekes rishonim in the case where, let's say, the tvua belongs to a yid, and he has a guy do the meruach. Is that called meruach akum? You go bust to the one who's actually doing the meruach, who's doing the piling of the grain. If that person who's piling up the grain is a guy, then it's pater, even though the tvua belongs to a yid. Or no. As long as it belongs to a yid, it doesn't matter who does the actual maisa of piling the grain. If it belongs to a yid, then that's called meruach Yisrael. In order to be called meruach akam, it has to belong to a guy. That's a machlekes rishonim. And conversely, you have a machlekes rishonim the other way. Let's say the tefua belongs to a guy, and a yid happens to be the one that goes and does the meruach. What's it then in that case? Is it pshat that since a yid did the meruach, that's meruach Yisrael and Yechayev? Or no? Since it belonged to a guy, so that will be meruach akam, that will be pater, even if a yid does the actual meruach. Both these two things are machlekes rishonim, and pashtus tali habaha. Rashi here on the sugya by the Balei Kisim, like we said, this exeir, the reason why meruach akam is chayev midarabanan, is because if it will be pater midarabanan even, so it will be too easy to get out of the chiyuv tshumas umaisus, the rich people will do meruach akam. So Rashi says a lashon, the reason why it's only for rich people is because they have so much stuff, so they're going to have to give so much maisa, they can't give so much. They'll give it to a guy, and the guy will do the meruach, and now we'll take off the chi of maisa. So Rashi says that they'll give it to a guy, not that they'll have a guy do the meruach, they'll give it to a guy. In the Shita Mekubetzes, he writes from the Taisus Acheris, "Ubechinam noket makdam oisum lagoyim." Rashi didn't have to say makdam oisum lagoyim. Shei meruach agoy paita lamand islay filu betfuas Yisrael, because meruach agoy patis, even if it belongs, the tfua belongs to a yid. So the Shita Mekubetzes says clearly, even if it belongs to a yid, if a guy does the meruach, that's a ptur, and that's what also says in the Rambam. In Ilchus Chumas Perak Aleph Alach Yud Gimel, the Rambam's lashon is v'chein ha'goy shegomer peiris Yisrael hoil v'digunim biyad goy einam chayav v'tshuva maishas elam yidivrayen. The Rambam paskens meruach akum is pater. It's chayav in the Rabbanan, like the Gemara says mishum bala kisin, but he says clearly the tvua belongs to a yid. A goy does the meruach, only chayav in the Rabbanan. So here we have the machlekes in that case. Tvua that belongs to a yid, and a guy does the meruach, according to Rashi, that's called meruach Yisrael. That's why Rashi says that the Balei Kisim would be makne to the guy. Without being makne to the guy, the meruach of the guy itself wouldn't work. But according to the Shita Mekubetzes and the Rambam, as long as the guy did the meruach, even if it belongs to a yid, that's called meruach hakol. Now you also find the machlekes the other way. Taisus in Mechayris and Afyat Aleph and Bey says clearly, The Gemara there is mashmanat that way, which the Shita Mekubetzes brings. The Gemara there says that if a yid does the meruach, that's called meruach Yisrael. But Taisus says it doesn't mean that the peiris belong to a guy. If the peiris belong to a guy, that will be called meruach akum. You'd be potter, even though a yid's doing the meruach. Taisus makes an akimd in the Gemara. It means that the yid was kind of the peiris. So Taizim Mechayris Afin Aleph and Midbeis, even though the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara sounds like even payers that belong to a guy, as long as a yid does the meruach, that's called meruach Yisrael. But Taizim says no. If it belongs to a guy, it would have the term meruach akum, even if a yid does the meruach. And Azel is Mashman Rashi and Kedushin. Rashi and Kedushin Afin Aleph and Midbeis. The Gemara there talks about Rabbi Shimon that holds that meruach akum is pater. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds meruach akum is pater, there's never a case where a guy could take off truma on his own, from his own produce. And Rashi says, because you're not chayiv, his own produce won't have the chayiv truma, because meruach akum is pater. And the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritvan Kedushin, they all say, why is that meruach? It could be his own produce, but a yid did the meruach. If a yid did the meruach, that's meruach Yisrael. So here's the machlokes the other way. That Rashi holds that as long as the guy owns the produce, that's called meruach akum. Mashenkin, the Ramban, and the Rajman, the Ridva, Aifinard, and the Shita Mekametz here is also clear that way. That holds no. Even if a guy owns the produce, if a Yid does the Meruach, that's called Meruach Yisrael, like the Pashtus Mashmois of the Gemara in Bechairis. So Kipshutai, these two Machlaikis in Atali HaBaha. The question is, how do we fatach? What is the word? What does Meruach Akam mean? According to Rashi, and this is also Taisus and Bechairis, it's nothing to do with who actually does the Maisa Meruach. That's not the point. The point of Meruach Akam is that Goyish produce don't have a chi of Chumas and Maisus. Now, Goyish produce don't have a chi of Chumas and Maisus, but it depends. It depends whose produce it was at the Gemar of the Chiv. When the Paris beget the Chalois Chiv Chumas and Maisus? By the Meruach. So who it belonged to before the Meruach is immaterial. That's not the point. And who it belonged to after the Meruach is also not the point. The question if the Paris get a Chiv Chumas and Maisus is a question at the time of the Meruach, that's the time of the Chalois Chiv Chumas and Maisus. So it's a question, are they Mechayiv or not? So Mamela, the site of the Petur Meruach Akam is, Paris that belong to a guy can't get a Chalai Schi of Chumas and Maestris. Only Paris that belong to a Yid could get a Chalai Schi of Chumas and Maestris. When do we decide that the Paris have to belong to a Yid to get the Chalai Schi of Chumas and Maestris? At the time of the Chalai Schi, which is the time of the Meruach. So therefore, if they belong to a Yid at the time of the Meruach, even if a guy does the Maisa Meruach, they're chayiv. It has nothing to do with who does the Maisa Meruach. And if they belong to a guy at the time of the Chalois Chiv, at the time of the Meruach, even if a Yid does the Maisa Meruach, they're potter. That's Shittas Rashi and Taisus Kinnire. And the Shittas Mukavetzis and Bukhairis brings the same thing from the Rosh. Le'idach Isa, the Shita here, and the Rambam, and Kinnire, the Rishainim and Kedushin, they say it's nothing to do with it. Goyish produce and Yiddish produce, they both can have the chaleischi of chumas and maishas batsim. It's nothing to do with if the produce belongs to a Yid, belongs to a guy. That's not the issue. There's a din, halacha, according to some tanoim, you learn that from Exeris Akasov, the guncha, darshan the guncha means meruach, digun means piling them up. It has to be the piling up, the maisi meruach has to be done on the day Yisrael. If Yisrael does a Maisa Meruach, that could give the Paris a din of Chumas and Maisus. If a guy does a Maisa Meruach, that does not give the Paris a din of Chumas and Maisus. It has nothing to do with who the Paris belong to. Even if the Paris belong to a guy, they can have a Chiv Chumas and Maisus, according to everyone. But you need a Yid to do the Meruach. And even if the Paris belong to a Yid, if a guy does the Meruach, a guy is a Meruach, if a guy does the Meruach, that's Afkar from Chumas and Maestris. That's the Chayr of the Sugya. Now the Shita Mekabetzis asks Akasha. The Gemara puts Meruach Akam together with Gilgal Akam. So if you're going to say, like the Shita Mekabetzis holds, that it's totally not who owns it, but who did the Maestri Meruach, so I would say the same thing. By Gilgal Akam, by the Chi of Chala, that it's totally not who owns the dough, but who did the Maestri Gilgal. And the Shita Mekabetzis says, it's Maisa Mechol Yayim. You have a Jewish bakery. You have Goyish workers. They're the ones who need the dough for the challah. And Avadi Mechoyiv and challah. So what's the chilek? How come by Meruach, the Shita Mekabetzis holds its muk from the Gemara and Bechairis, it depends on who does the Maisa Meruach. It doesn't depend who owns it. And by challah, it seems clear from Maisa Mechal Yayim that it depends who owns it, and if Yid owns it, and a guy does the Meruach, it does not patter. The Gilgal, I mean, it does not patter. So the Shita Mekabetzis says, by Meruach it says Diguncha. Diguncha means piling it up. Mashenkin by Chala doesn't say Gilgulcha v'lay Gilgul guy. It says Arisay Seichem. Your dough. Here it says your Digun. Your Digun means you're piling up. That means it's a Shaila who actually does the actual piling up. Mashenkin by chala, chala nevartis arisay seichem, your dough, and that depends who owns the dough. So by Gilgal Akam, the Shita Mekabetzis says, that's no shaila. Definitely, if a guy owns the dough, and a yid will go and make the dough, so you'll be potter. The dough belongs to a guy, arisay seichem. And conversely, if a yid owns the dough, and he has a guyish worker being megalgal the dofim, needing the dofim, he'd be chayiv. The only shaila is by bigun, there the sheet of Metzis holds that it's totally who does the maisa miruach. Another kasha, the stiplasis kasha in Kedushin, Simon Lam and Ches in Kedushin, the Kilos Yankov in Kedushin, that what about Hektish? That Agamara has two things, has Gilgul Akum and Gilgul Hektish. The Gemara seems to put them together somewhat. Now, by Gilgul Hektish, it's not a question who does the, by Meruach, I mean, sorry, Meruach Akum and Meruach Hektish. But Meruach Hektish, it's not a question who's doing the Meruach. There's no such thing as Hektish doing Meruach. Obviously, someone's going to do the Meruach, a Hedit, the person, right? So what is the issue by Meruach Hektish? The issue is who it belongs to. So how could the Rishonim, the Shittu Mekevetzis here, the Ramban Rashba Ridvam in Kedushin, the Rambam, how could they say that Meruach doesn't depend on who owns it by Meruach Akum? It depends on who does it. By Hektish, clearly the concept of Gilgul Hektish that Patis depends on who owns it. So the Stipler says the Teretz, that by Hektish, since it's the Gizbar that's the one that's doing the Meruach, that's called Hektish is doing the Maisa Meruach. The Gizbar is the representative of Hektish. He's the Shliach of Hektish. That's called the Hektish is doing the Maisa Meruach. That's his Yishuv. So the way the Stipler is looking at it, the same Shiloh by Meruach Nachri is the same Shiloh by Meruach Hektish. That the Rishonim that hold that Meruach Nachri is Tali who owns the Peiris. So Meruach Hektish is Tali if Hektish owns the Peiris. The Rishonim that say that Meruach Nachri is Tali who actually does the Maisa Meruach. So Hektish also will be Tali who does the Maisa Meruach. Hektish doing a Maisa Meruach is a Ptur. And the Gizba, that's called Hektish is doing the Maisa Meruach. So Kumtais, if Punk, the guy doing the Meruach, was not the Gizbar, if Punk, the guy, Punk decided he'll do the Meruach on Hektish without any official authorization from the Hektish, from the Gizbar, so Kumtais, you'd be Chayiv. I think it's Dachuk, and I think also that Bishleima Goy, I understand both Stadim. I can hear as far as it's totally in the Goyish produce, or the Yiddish produce, that Yiddish produce is mechuyev and chumas semaishes, not goyish produce. And I hear another svara that dafka when a yin does a meruach, that shafs the chalais chumas semaishes. If a goy does a meruach, it doesn't shaf a chalais chumas semaishes. You need a yid, but a gizmer from Hektish is also a yid. A goy is not a yid. A gizmer from Hektish is also a yid because he's a gizmer from Hektish. That shouldn't mean that should be a problem. I mean, a yid is doing the meruach. What should be the problem? It just doesn't sound mistabba to me. I think the Teretz is, the Brisker Rav really says the Teretz. He doesn't ask this particular kasha. He asks a different kasha. He asks, and we're going to get to this pretty soon in the shir, that the din of Miruach Yisrael and Miruach Goy is alts totally like we said, b'shas the Miruach. The Gidol Shlish, it's not totally in that. Even if you hold that Miruach Goy patis, but if it's Gidol Shlish beyond the Goy, still, a Meruach Yisrael will be Mechayev and Midaraisa, whether Yisrael has to own a B'shas Meruach, whether Yisrael has to do the Meruach. That's the discussion. But Zich, it's only the Meruach. Mashenki, my Meruach Hektish Paiter, the Brisker Rav brings a Rai, brings a Makar, that it's also, if Hektish owned it by the Gidl Shlish, it also is a Ptur. So he wants to know, what's the Chilik? Hazak that, and at least it's true in the Rambam that the Maisa Meruach is the Mechayev, the Maisa Meruach of Yisrael, the Maisa Meruach of the Goy is the Mechayev. By Hektish, it's not totally in the Maisa Meruach. The Vart is, it's the produce. Produce of Hektish is not Mechayev in Shumas and Maishris. So even though the Gemara calls it the same thing, the Gemara says Meruach Hektish and the Gemara says Meruach Goy, just like we said by Chala, the Gemara says Gilgal also. But Gilgal, like we said, means something else. It means Arisa Sechem, whose Issa belongs to. By Hektish also. There's no such thing as Hektish doing a Meruach. Hektish can't do anything. Hektish is just the Bailus. Obviously, Meruach Hektish is the Pshat. Who owns it? And that's why Zok Tibir Skrov could apply to Gidl Shlish as well. So Uncle Panim, we have these two Mahalchim. Because we find them, Achleikis Rishenim, Rashi and the Shittu Mekevetzis, what's the din? If a Yid owns it and a Goy did the Meruach, according to Rashi, Yechayiv, And according to Shittim Mekabetzis and the Rambam Zosim Mefurish Yipater. And we have a Machlekes Rishenim, Taisus and Bechayus, against the Rashba Ritvon and Ramban and Kedushin. What's the din fakert? If a guy owns it and Yitzdu, does the Miruach. According to Taisus and the Rosh there also, and Rashi and Kedushin, Yipater, according to the Ramban, Rashi and Ritvon, Yechayiv. And Lechurin and Machlekes and Atali HaBaha, there's one shita that it's Tali who does the Miruach, and one shita that's Tali who owns the B'shas the Miruach, and the shail is in the Lomdus, is Miruach, the shail of the Maisi Miruach has to be done on the Yisrael, or the shail is, at the time of the Chalais Chiyav, it has to belong to Yisrael. Now the Rambam is Meduyuk, that he holds either way as Pater. The Rambam, like we said earlier, in Halacha Yid Gimel says Mefurish, that when it belongs to a Yid, and a guy does the Miruach, and a Chayav El Midivrahim. But the Rambam in Halacha Yid Aleph, Perek Aleph Halacha Yid Aleph in Hilchos Truma says, that Peris Anochri Shagadlu B'Karka Shekona B'Eretz Yisrael. Peris of a guy that grew in Karka which he bought in Eretz Yisrael, and Nigmum Lachna Miyad Nochri, U'mirchan Anochri U'pturim Miklu, Shenem Adigon Chavloi Dog Anochri, V'mlochon Yisrael Acha Shenit Lashu, Koidim Shedigamim Malachton, V'gomron Yisrael Chayav V'chol Menater. If a Yid buys it after his Nitlashu, but before the Gmar Malacha, and the Yid was Gomer it, then Yechayav B'chol. Why'd the Rambam say that the Yid bought it? Why didn't the Rambam simply say that the Yid went and was Gomer it? When it was still owned by the guy. Meduyik in the Rambam, that if the Yid doesn't own it, B'shas the Gmar Malacha, even though he's the one that did the Gmar Malacha, it's Pater. So the Rambam seems to hold it to both ways. There's a Chuvis Maritz Silain in Simon Zion. He says, yeah. The Rambam holds his two pturim. There's a ptur, he holds both these pturim work, both these Xeris Akasas. Aleph, you need a yid to do the Meruach in order to mechayiv in Meiser. And Beis, a yid has to own it. It's not a chalois ki of Meiser, won't be chal on Gaiish produce. So the Rambam is ostensibly a third shita. You could say it's all Taloi who owns the B'shas the Meruach. You could say it's all Tali who does the Miruach. But the Rambam's mashma, either one with Pater. You need that it should be owned by Yid, and you need that the Yid should do the Miruach. Reb Chaim speaks about it in Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. He says it's two dinim. There's a din, there's a chalai safka, he calls it. If a guy is memrechet, that makes a chalai safka. That pat is the fruit from Chumas and Maishas. But there's another din. There can't be a chaloischi of chumas semaisis if it belongs to a guy. On Gaiish produce, the Torah's din in chumas semaisis would not say on produce that belongs to a guy. So if v'shas tachi if it belongs to a guy, it can't be nischayev. That's the three shittas. Now there's another inyan which Taisus brings down, which is discussed in a number of gemaras, including Gittin Daf Mem Zayin, which is the machlekes tanoim if yesh kinyan. La'akum lafkia ve'eretz Yisrael lafkia midi chumas v'maishas. Is there, could the fact that a guy owns the land be mafkiyed from chumas v'maishas? And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin talks extensively about these two things. They're not necessarily tali ha'baha. Miruach, like we said, is tali b'shas the miruach. It might be tali who does the miruach. It might be tali who owns it b'shas the miruach. Even if a guy owned it all the way, and including the Tlisha. And the Yid bought it right before it was piled up. That's Meruach Yisrael. And the other way also. The Yid owned it all the way up to the, till after the Tlisha. But the Gemar Malach and the Meruach was done on a day guy. That's Meruach Akum. But the din of Yesh Kinyan, La'akum Lafki, Beretz Yisrael, Lafki and Tusha Maishas is totally in who, where did it grow? Whose Rishus did it grow in? It's totally an avos shlish. Avos shlish is a shear that it's chayiv in chumas and maishas. So there's one shaila miruach guy, which like we said, that shaila might be ownership of a guy, might be the actual maishas miruach, but that's one shaila. And there's another shaila of yesh kinyan or ain kinyan, which is totally in the growth of the peiris. Reb Chaim is mazbir, in that same shtickel, Nilchas Bikurim, Perek Beis Halachat Hezvav, that the din of yesh kinyan la'akum lafkim de chumas v'maishas has nothing to do with the payers. It's a din in the karka. He brings a raya because the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Demai, in Perik Vav, it's brought above Metziah, Daf Kuf Aleph, that let's say a Yid rents a karka from a guy. If he rents the karka, so the payers belong completely to the Yid. When you rent something, all the payers grow on the land belong to you. But the Gemara B'Metzia clearly says that the only reason why it would be chayiv v'meisus is if you hold ein kinyan la'akum lafkir mitchumus v'meisus. If you hold yesh kinyan la'akum, even though the payers belong to the Yid, but they wouldn't be chayiv in chumus v'meisus. Because it's a din in the karka. The karka is not, does not have kedusha to be mechayiv the payers in chumus v'meisus. It's a whole different shaila. Meruach Akum could be a Shiloh who owns the Paris. The Paris have to belong to the Yin in order to be Chayav and Chumas and Maishas. He has nothing to do with who owns the Paris. The Karka has to be Jewish-owned land in order for fruit that grow on that Karka to be Chayav and Chumas and Maishas. And that's totally never Ashlish. The Rambam even says, the Rambam is Mashma, that if you would hold Yesh Kinyan La'akum, the Rambam passes and Kinyan La'akum left Kimi Chumas and Maishas. But the Rambam is Mashma, if you hold Yesh Kinyan, then even when you'd buy it back, you wouldn't be Chayav in Chumas and Maishas. It would be like Kibbush, you'd be Shaila if it's Kibbush Yochid. Once it's Mufka, you has to get Kedusha Seretz Yisrael back. It's Shaila if Kibbush Yochid Shmei Kibbush. Al Kopanim, that's a different din. That's a din if the Karka has Kedusha. So Taisus asks Akasha. Here we have a Braisa. That as a machlokes, if Torah Mishal Yisrael al Shalakim or Mishalakim al Shal Yisrael, and the Gemara says it's totally if you hold Miruach Akim Shmei, Miruach Akim is Peter or not. Had the Gemara know that it's totally Miruach Akim, maybe there's another Shiloh. Maybe Legabi Miruach Akim, everybody holds that it's Chayiv. But the reason for the Man Diyomi here holds his Peter is a different reason. Because Yesh Kinyan La'akum Lafkiyah Midei Chumas U'Maisus. So it's potter because the land doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, because Yesh Kinyan La'akum. And there'd be an Afkamina. If everyone would hold the Miruach Akum as Chayiv, and the only Ptur is because of Yesh Kinyan La'akum, so let's say it was Avoh Shlish B'Yad Yisrael, and then he sold it to a guy, and guy did the Miruach. So maybe everyone holds as Chayiv. How does the Gemara know that they argue about Miruach Akum? Maybe they argue about Yesh Kinyan La'akum, Lafkiyah Midei Trumas U'Maisus. So Taisus first wanted to say that it's totally Habaha. You can't hold, if you hold, for whatever reason, because of the Joshua Sapsukim, you either have to hold both Ein Kinyan La'akum and Miruach Akum is Chayiv, or you have to hold both Yesh Kinyan La'akum and Miruach Akum is Potter's totally Habaha. But Taisus brought a writing from the Gemara and Gittin that it's not. So Taisus says, has two mahalachim. One mahalach is that much you could see from Rameir Behudu, who hold that Yechayiv, you see two Yesaidis from them. You see Aleph, that ain't king in La'akum, there it's a soul, Afkim, and Chumus U'Maishas. You see clearly he holds that the land is still Mechayiv and Chumus U'Maishas. And also you see that Meruach Akum is Chayiv. In Rameir and Behudu, we see both Yesaidis. You have no kasha why the Gemara Nemdan in Rebbein and Rebbe Yehuda, that he holds that Miruach Akim is Chayiv, because he has to hold both this Jew. He has to hold Miruach Akim is Chayiv and Ein Kinyan La'akum. Fine. But what's the Akasha? That how do you know Rebbe Yisrael and Rebbe Shimon hold that Miruach Akim is Pater? Maybe Miruach Akim is Gar Chayiv, but the reason why they Pater is because Yesh Kinyan La'akum Lafkiyah. Zaktais is a cheshbon that the Gemara held, there's no such man in the Omer. Anyone who holds Yesh Kinyan La'akum Lafkia also holds Meruach Akum Paters. So male, they have to hold Meruach Akum Paters. Because if they hold Yesh Kinyan, so by definition, anyone who holds Yesh Kinyan has to hold Meruach Akum Paters. Yeah, with the Joshua Sipsukim. You wouldn't darish in Yesh Kinyan until you already know Meruach Akum Paters. Whatever it is. Elamai. If they hold Ein Kinyan, that's possible. It's possible they hold Ein Kinyan, because it's not totally Habah and Gansen. But if they hold Ein Kinyan, so why are you Pater? Obviously, because Meruach Akum Pater. So either way, they hold Meruach Akum Pater. Yesh Kinyan, by definition, Al Pi Cheshbon, anyone who holds Yesh Kinyan holds Meruach Akum Pater. And if they would happen to hold Ein Kinyan, so the only Pter would come from Meruach Akum Pater. That's Taisus' first Teretz. So according to that Teretz, we know Rabbi Meir holds Ein Kinyan, because otherwise he wouldn't hold Yechayev. And in Beis and Rim Shimon, they could hold Ein Kinyan, they could hold Yesh Kinyan, but either way, Meruach Akum would Pater. Taisus then says a second Teretz, which is a shtickle the opposite. Taisus brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the second Taisus, where a mayor holds that you cannot sell land in Eretz Yisrael. It's more chomer than selling houses, because you're mafkid from Shumas and Maishus. So, faket. Rabbi Meir happens to hold Yesh Kinyan Lakam Lafkia. So it's the Chapella. If Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Kinyan Lakam Lafkia, so why is Rabbi Meir hold that Yechayev? How could he say, Tarim Mishal Yisrael Ashal Nachri? Even if he holds that Meruch Akam is Chayev, but here it should be Pata because Yesh Kinyan Lakam Lafkia. Zog Taisus, Vice Taisus Brisa has to be talking about that it grew on Yiddish land. Because otherwise Rabbi Meir would never hold it Yechayev. So we're talking about Hacha B'maya skin and it grew on Yiddish land. So once it grew on Yiddish land, and when it says Shal Nachri, it just means Miruach Nachri, so the Bryce says, come down to saying Klar, that it's Miruach Nachri. Because it can't be that it grew on Gayish land, because Rabbi Meir holds that that's Pater. So since it says here Rabbi Meir holds Yechayev, there it says, we're talking about it grew on Yiddish land, and that's how the Gemara knew the Machlaik is if Miruach Nachri is Chayev Apater. And then Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, that Taka learns our Mishnah, the Yerushalmi's in Chala, Taka learns our Mishnah is if you hold Yesh Kenyan or not, or Ein Kenyan. So Yerushalmi Amin HaMasechtas Dumai. So he says Yerushalmi is a Shitasa, because Yerushalmi says a different reason why Rav Meir is more Machma by selling fields and selling houses in Eretz Yisrael. It's not because they're being Mafkir from Chumus and Maishas, it's a different time. So in the Yerushalmi, you could say that Rav Meir holds that Ein Kenyan and Rav Yudan and Rav Shimon hold Yesh Kenyan. So Kumdais Taisus says two Mahalchim. One Mahalach is that the Bryce is talking about that the land, it was grown on Gayish land. And Rav Meir holds both. Rav Meir holds Ein Kenyan Akam and Rav Meir holds Meruach Akam is Chayiv. So Rav Meir doesn't hold either Ptur. We're talking about it's grown on Gayish land. And Rav Yudan and Rav Shimon, Taisus had a problem. How do you know they hold Meruach Akam Paters? Maybe punk they hold Yesh Kinyan Lafkia. So Taisus says, if you hold Yesh Kinyan Lafkia, by definition, you hold Meruach Akam Paters. So either way, they'd hold Meruach Akam Paters. And Taisus' second halach is that no, Hacha B'maya Skina and it grew on Yiddish land. If it would grow on Gayish land, Rav Meir would also hold Yibater, because Rav Meir holds Yesh Kinyan Akam Lafkia. So Al Karchaka grew on Yiddish land. And then the Machlekes is Dafga by Meruach. The Yishalmi learns it grew on Gayish land, and the Yishalmi holds the Machlekes as Ein Kinyan, or Yesh Kinyan. So the Sfasemis and the Brisker Rav have a Aran Taisus. They want to bring another Raya that the Braisa has to be talking about it grew on Yiddish land, and the whole Machlekes is Meruach Akam is Pater. You can't say the Braisa is talking about it grew on Gayish land. What's the Raya? So, They start off like this. The Braisa's mashman is a chiyuv der rabbanon on Gayisha ones also. Because the Braisa discusses, you could be termin, Mishal Yisrael, Ashal Gayim, Mishal Gayim, Ashal Yisrael, or you can't, you only daf could be termin, Mishal Gayim, Ashal Gayim. But it's mashman, even Rabbi Yesh and Rabbi Shimon that say that you can't be termin from Gayim to Yisrael, but you still are termin from Gayim to Gayim. If it's part of even their rabbanon, so then, what are you doing to them all together? Al Karach the Braisa is saying that Yichayim mi derabbanan. And the Gemara later says that even if you hold Miruach Akum is Pater, but mi derabbanan Yichayim, Gzeir Mishal Balakisim, is a Chiv derabbanan by all Miruach Akum, because otherwise it would be too easy for the Balakisim to make Yiv and Shumas and Maestris. So Yichayim mi derabbanan. So Zok, the Svas Emes in the Brisker Rav, if it grew on Yiddish land, so now we understand why Yichayim mi derabbanan. But if it grew on Gayish land, so who says Yechayim Midarabonin if it grew on Gayish land? So the Emma says it's a Machlekes Rishayim. Halacha L'maisa. The Rambam is Mavur that if you have produce that grew on Gayish land and a Goy was Mareachet, there it's Pater even Midarabonin. There's no Chiyuv Chumas and Maisis altogether. It's Pater even Midarabonin. The din that Meruach Akum is Chayim Midarabanan is Dafka when it grew on Yiddish land. There is a Gzera, he might give it to a guy to Mereach. But if it grew on Gayish land, Zog the Rambam that you Pater. So, Zog the Brisker Rav and the Svas Emes, according to the Rambam, it's definitely Miyushev Taisus Kasha. Because the Rambam holds that any time it grew on Gayish land, there's no Chiv even Midarabanan. Even though the Rambam holds Ain't Kenyan Lakam Afkim Edichumas and Maestris. But Miruach Hakam patters, and the din that Miruach Hakam is chayiv is dafka if it grew on Yiddish land. If it grew on Gaish land, there's no din that Miruach Hakam is chayiv in the Rabbanan. So since the Bryce is muchach that you chayiv in the Rabbanan, is a melah, you have to say that it grew on Yiddish land. So mainly you can't say Taiz as Akasha had the Gemara knew the shail is Miruach Hakam or not. Maybe the shail is if Yesh Kenyan ain't Kenyan. The Taisus had in his second teretz, I'll prove to you it grew on Yiddish land because otherwise Rebbeinu would hold you potter. That's saying a different cheshbon. Even if Rebbeinu happens to hold ain't Kenyan. But if it grew on Gayesh land, it wouldn't be shaykh that's chayiv in the Rabbanan. And if Yesh and Reb Shimon holds it's chayiv in the Rabbanan, behechich you have to say that it grew on Yiddish land. But that's only according to the Rambam. Taisus, Eifenhardt, clearly argues on the Rambam. Taisus holds, and the Ravid also, that even if it grew on Goyish land, there's still a din that was a din, that was a klal that they said, that Miruach Akum is chayiv in the Rabbanan. Kipshutai, you learn up the machlekes like this. The Rambam holds that the gzeir of Balei Kisim, there's no gzeir that someone's gonna give his entire land or sell his entire land to a guy, have the guy grow the crops for him, and then buy the land back. That's not going to happen. The gzeir is that right before the Miruach, he'll do Zamechiris Chametz, he'll sell all the stuff to the guy, or according to the Rambam, he doesn't have to sell it to the guy. The guy himself will do the Miruach. Even if he didn't sell it, but even according to Rashi, that maybe, you'll be Chayshish, he'll sell everything to the guy. The guy will do the Miruach, and then he'll buy it back. So, well, that's what they were geyser. Yiddish produce that grew in Yiddish property, that's what they were geyser, Mishum Balakisim. But if a geyish produce that grew on geyish property, there's no geyser. So even though we paskin ain't Kenyan Lakamafia, but we paskin Meruach Hakam Patters, and there's no geyser there abundant. Mashen came Taisus in the Rivet hold, that once they were Machayiv by Meruach Hakam, Leipug. They didn't say that Yechayiv in this case and not in that case, Leipug. As I could shoot the Ilun at the Machlekes. But Tainit, the Brisker of, and the Smasemis, as so you might say, so it's very good. Taisus Lashitase holds that even if it grew on Goyish land, it's still Chayiv in the Rabbanan. Mashen Kain, the Rambam, he holds that if it grew on Goyish land, it's not Chayiv in the Rabbanan. The Rambam will behechuch have to Zetzain this Brisker grew in Yiddish land and answer Taisus Kasha. Why don't we say it's talking about Ein Kenyan and Yesh Kenyan? Because if it would have grown on Gayesh land, it wouldn't be Chayim in the Rabbanan, and the Bryce is Mavur, they even coined the base in Shimon, it's Chayim in the Rabbanan. So that would be a Geshmak Eshtikl. But they ask, that's only if you hold Yesh, if you hold Ein Kenyan Lakam Lafkim with the Chumas Umashis. If you hold Ein Kenyan Lakam Lafkim with the Chumas Umashis, you could still say that even though Meruach Hakam patters, and this produce grew on Gayesh land, and had Meruach Hakam, but the patter because it grew on Gayesh land, we hold Ein Kenyan. And the pata because of Meruach Hakam, there's Exer Derabanan, the Balakisim, and that's why it's Chayim in Derabanan. But let's say you hold Yesh Kenyan Lakam. So there, it's very not mistabrit to say that there's a Chayiv Derabanan. Mehecha Tesa. The Exer Derabanan is, Balakisim, is on the Ptur of Meruach Nachri. That's what the Exer Derabanan is. That we don't believe, we're not going to go with the Ptur of Meruach Nachri. So, you could say that it only applies if it grew in Yiddish lands, because otherwise there's no mucking for Xavier. Or you could say Leipug, and it even applies when it grows in Gaiish land. But that's only Benegay the Ptur of Meruach Nachri. But Benegay the Ptur of Yesh Kinyan Lakam Lafkia, where do we find the Dinder Abanan at that way? That Lechayel Lekuli Amud was never a Dinder Abanan. You know, if there's no Makar that they were Machayiv Minder Abanan if you hold Yesh Kinyan Lafkia. So Lechayel, it's Shver and Taisus first Teretz. Taisus first Teretz, Taka learns that the Bryce is talking about it grew on Gayesh land. And Ermeya holds Yesh, Ein Kenyan Lakum, and he holds Meruach Hakam Eschayev, and that's why Echayim the Raisa. And Abayasin of Shimon could be, he says, holds Ein Kenyan. But if they would hold Ein Kenyan, so why are you Chayev the Rabbanon? If you hold Ein Kenyan, where do you find the Chayev the Rabbanon if you hold Ein Kenyan? I mean, if you hold Yesh Kenyan. If you hold Yesh Kenyan, and the Kenyan guy is Mafkia, so where do we find the Chiv Derabanan that Ms. Mechayiv can negate Yesh Kenyan? And the Sfas Emes points out, L'chari Tshver and the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi in Demai Taka learns, like Tarsus brings the Machlokes, is if you hold Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan. So why are you Chayim in the Rabbanan? The Sfas Emes says the Deichik Teretz. He says in the Yishalmi that maybe it's talking about that if there was Paris that the guy had, but you don't know where it grew. You have no idea. So Meila, it's not Pshat Yechayim in the Rabbanan. It's Chayim in Chumas and Anxious Misafik. Because maybe he bought it from Israel. But according to Rabbi Yishin and Rabbi Shimon, you still can't be meister on that to Israel. According to Rabbi Yishin, you could, because even if it grew in his own land, it's chayiv, because he holds Ein Kinyan. And according to Rabbi Yishin and Rabbi Shimon, you can't be meister from there to anything to Israel, because maybe it grew in his own land, and we hold Yesh Kinyan. But the Shaila is, so why could he use it to be meister other Goyish produce? Maybe this one he bought from Israel, and the other one he bought from a guy. So the Sva, and the other one's his own. So the Sfas Emes says, it's a sex faker. Maybe this one is also potter, because it grew on his land. And in Dim Slaimet, he bought it from Yisrael. Maybe he bought the other one also from Yisrael. That's why the two Gayim, you could be meister one on the other. But it's a Deichik Pshat. And also, that would answer the Yishalmi, but it wouldn't answer Taisus. Taisus is Mavur, that he doesn't mind learning up the Braisa, that it grew on Gayish land, and your Beishin of Shimon hold Yesh Kinyan. And still we have a hechrich that they also hold Ruach HaKam Paita, like Taisa says. But the Shaila is, the Brisker Rav and the Sfas Emes are asking, but the Brisa is Mavurda in Mechuyib and the Rabbanan. So why Mechuyib and the Rabbanan if it grew in Gaisha land and you hold the Yesh Kinyan? So I want to say Egin Eteretz, I didn't see it anywhere. I want to challenge that you say it. I don't think the Brisa says that you Mechuyib and the Rabbanan. The Rambam says in Ilchus Chumas Perek, Dan Alachat Hezvav, that even though the Rambam Shita, like we said, that anything that grew in the Gai land and the Ruach of the Gai is part of even the Rabbanan. And that's even though the Rambam holds Ein Kinyan, like we said before. But the Rambam says if he does take Truma, so the Truma is Chalmi the Rabbanan and Mishum Balakisim. So the Rambam doesn't say that Balakisim would make it Mechayiv in Truma Semaishis, but still, the Rambam says, Midarabanan, but still, the Rambam says it would work. And this would also answer another kasha, because Ravina and Rav Papa both asked the kasha and Rava, they seem to hold that Miruch Akum Patis is not even Chayim Midarabanan. So Taisus is going to ask a kasha, maybe they also mask him to Rava that you're Chayim Midarabanan, they just didn't hold it was a good teretz for the Mishnah. So it's really not so shver. But I want to say, as I, if you're gonna nem on, like Taisus thought, if you're gonna nem on that they held that you're not even chayiv in the Rabbanan, like Taisus held in his kasha in the subsequent Taisus, Taisus de Maskel, Gzeir Mishum Malikisim, so how do you learn this Brisa? Taisus has a kasha from a different Brisa. That's why he says that they also mask and there's a chayiv in the Rabbanan. But how do you learn this Brisa? If this Brisa state that you're chayiv in the Rabbanan, so how can anyone say that you're not mechuyim in the Rabbanan? I mean, Rav said, "Gzeim shabalikisim is pashit." And this brisa that says that meruach akum patas, that same brisa says yichayim in the Rabbanan. So I want to say this brisa doesn't say yichayim in the Rabbanan. That much everyone's masking in the brisa that b'di'evid the truma is chal. If the guy wants to be mafresh truma, it's chal mi the Rabbanan. But you're not chayiv mi the Rabbanan. And this din that it's chal mi the Rabbanan, that you could say, even if you hold Yesh Kinyan Akal Mafkiya, even if you hold Ruach Akum Paters, Stam, if a guy does take Chuma from his own thing, it's Chal Mi Derabanan. So Mela, Shteit Nish Ndi Braisa, that Yim Chuy Mi Derabanan. Shteit Ndi Braisa, it's Chal Mi Derabanan. So that's why it could be talking about Goyish produce, and you're talking not Yim Chuy Mi Derabanan, Al Kapanim if you hold Yesh Kinyan Lafkiya, but Al Kapanim is still Chal Mi Derabanan. Can't say. Come on, in the Rambam Zicha, Perek Dal Lachet Ezvav, Nemzon, that if it grew in Goyish property, okay, the Rambam says it, he holds Ein Kinyan Lafkiya, but still, he holds that they weren't Goyish Achiv when it grew in the Goyish property, but still, Midivreim, it is Chal Midarabanan. So that's how you can learn up this Braisa, not that it's Mechuyiv Midarabanan, but it's Chal Midarabanan. Now, one more Ara Bahi and Yonah, in the Shaila, in this Chiddush of the Rambam, the Machlekes Yishen, the Machlekes Rambam against Taisus and their Eivid, that we hold Ein Kinyan Akum Lafkia, but we hold Meruach Akum is Pater, but still it's Chayim in the Rabbanan because of Zeir Mishum Balakisim. So we said that Taisus and the Ravid holds that since we hold ain kinyan lakal mafkiya, so even if it grew on Gayesh land, we hold all miruach hakam is chayiv in the Rabbanim period. And the Rambam's mafurish, that's dafka when it grew on Yiddish land. Then you have the gzeir mishambalakisim. And if it grew on Gayesh land, then you don't have the gzeir. So gabshuta you learn, because there's no such gzeir. There's no gzeir who will give away his land. The gzeir is only in a case where it grew, and then he'll just sell the tvua temporarily and patrid for meiser. Mashayin, if it grew on Gayesh land, so then you don't have the gzeir. The problem is, the nusach of the Rambam is like this. Yisrael shemacha peres of lenachri. If you have the Yisrael that has peres in his own land, if it's kaidim shi'avoy la'aynis ha'maishris, if he sold it before is avashlish, before it has aynis ha'maishris, and then garmam nachri, turim in ha'chumas in ha'maishris period. But if he sold it achashabo la'aynis ha'maishris, afal pisha garmam ha'nachri, chaya b'chol midivrayim. So the Rambam makes a chilik, even when it grew in Yiddish hands, so it depends. If it was already heavy shlish, so then yichaya midrabon. If he sold it before avashlish, then you potter even me the rabbanan. So the shaila is, what's the lumness of this chiluk? Why is it telling an avashlish? I got a suh in the Derech Amunah. He brings down from a farshim, B'chaim Knievsky, he brings down from a farshim, the same balabatish chiluk. That it's not the derech to sell it when it's so small before avashlish. No one's going to sell it to a guy then. We don't have to worry about the balakisim. But if it already has avashlish, then we have to worry about the balakisim. And nail it as a gzeir, even though meruach nachri paters, but still, you're going to be chayiv. But l'chayiv it's dachuk, because where'd the Rambam get it from? Where'd the Rambam get that the shir is avar shlish? If we're talking about labatish, what is a gzeir, what's not a gzeir? So the Rambam, I can hear a svar that the Rambam's neming on klar, that balakisim is only, they'll sell regular whole tvua, right? They're not going to stam sell. But why punkt avar shlish? Why punkt einis ha-maisris? Where'd the Rambam get it from? The Rambam doesn't say Allah chastam yisvar. Where'd the Rambam get that the gzeir is when you sell it after einis ha-maisris, but not when you sell it before einis ha-maisris? I can see a svar. The gzeir is only on payers that grew in Yisrael's hands, and not if they grew in the Goyish hands. Why is havas maisris the vart? It's a bissel shver. Yeah, yeshli ashev. But it's a bissel shver. But there's a moiridik ashtikl from a b'chayim that he learns the pshan in the Rambam. It's not a balabat shazach. It's not a svara that that gzeiris kisim happens to be in this case, not in that case. The Rambam has a whole new lomdish pshan in the Rambam. Of course, we said before, the Rambam holds this two dinim of miruach nachri patering. There's a case where the payers are owned by Yisrael. And a guy went and he did the meruach and it was owned by Yisrael. And there, the Rambam holds your potter. Why? That's afka. That's the pshat, because you need a Yisrael to make a chaloy schiv. If a guy goes and makes the meruach, it's not going to be chayv. Then there's another din. If a guy owns the payers, even if a Yisrael makes the meruach, your potter. What's the site of that potter? That's the pshat, because it can't be chal a chaloy schiv on Gayesh produce. On Gayesh produce can't be chal a chaloy schiv. It has to belong to a yid in order to be chal a chaloy schiv. So Zakir B'chayim Mazai. We hold ain kinyan la'akum la'afgir midei chumas ha'maisus. So the land still has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But we're saying there's another yisayid. There's a yisayid that the chiv chumas ha'maisus can't be chal on Gayesh produce. Yen din is totally nevar shlish. Havas shlish is the time where the payers become a bar hachi to be mechayev and chumas ha'maisus. So if at that time it belonged to a guy, so there's no mechayev of chumas ha'maisus on these payers. There's no potential mechayev. So they would have a guys on these payers. Masha ein kein, if at the time of Havas shlish they belonged to Yisrael, so kumtais, these payers are now payers that are bar hachi to be chayev and chumas ha'maisus. So how are you going to pater them from chumas ha'maisus? We need a p'tur of meruach nachri. A p'tur of meruach nachri, that they said you don't have. Midar abanan, there's a gzeir mishum balakisim. But if the guy bought it before avar shlish, on gayish produce is not shaykh ha'chaloyski of chumas ha'maisus. And these payers weren't even potentially chayv in chumas ha'maisus. They were gayish produce from the time they came to the einas ha'maisus all the way until after the meruach. They were never geyser and new chiv. They were geyser the pite of meruach nachri. That doesn't pater midar abonim because of balakisim. But the mechayiv geyish protus and chumas and maisach, which never belonged to a yid, that's not taking off the pite of meruach nachri. That's making a new mechayiv on geyish protus that they didn't do. So memeila, very good. If it belonged to a yid and he sold it to a guy before Avar Shlish, so kumtais these payers from the time they were ever in the parish of Chumas Amashis from Avar Shlish, they never belonged to a yid. So kumtais is not shaykh a chiv of Chumas Amashis on them. So on those payers, Chazal didn't make a chiv in their abanan. Mashayn came if by Avar Shlish they belong to a yid. So these payers are candidates for Chumas Amashis. Right now, if you would cut these payers and be merech them, they'll be chayv in Chumas Amashis. So right now, it's chal on these payers, the chiv chumas and maestris, a potential one. Of course, you need miruach. But be'etzim, they're ready now in the schayiv and chumas and maestris. Reb Chaim doesn't say it, but if you would take off chumas and maestris before the miruach, it would work. These are potentially chayiv and chumas and maestris. Novas then, now he sold it to a guy, and you have a miruach a guy to pater. Miruach a guy patering? That we have examined shemalakisim. But that's when it's produce of a yin, and you need the meruach agai to pater. Anything before Avar Shlish was never produce of a yin altogether. So even though we hold en kinyan lakam lafkir, good, the land has a din kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it's gayish a produce, das alein is a ptur. Das alein. And it's not afka, but the pshat is it's not, it doesn't have a chayiv, it doesn't have a chiv. You need it to belong to a yin to be mechayiv. If it never belonged to a yin, it never made exam shem balikisim. That's why it's stolen Avar Shlish, Gevaldik Geshmak. That's the Shtigler of Chaim. And one more inyan, one or two duch. The Gemara Lamaisa says that the reason why they're Mechayim by Meruach Akam is Gzeir Mishum Balakisim, so it shouldn't be possible to pat yourself in Chumas and Maisha side, they're giving it to a guy. And the Gemara says, why would they have a Gzeir? Why wouldn't they be able to do like Rabbi Shia? Rabbi Shia says that you could bring it in to the house with the mites while it's still in the stalks. And that way it wouldn't have Rias Pnei Abayis. And Memela, you anyway could pater in Chumas and Maishas that way. So Taisa Sakasha, the Gemara says, Kadeshite Be'emta Echelis, that is Behema could eat it. Rashi says, in other places, that the reason why he says Kadeshite Be'emta Echelis is because they only were Mantar Echelas Arai. And Achilles Behema is the same din of Achilles Arai. But Achilles Kava is Osir. Because anytime, Kaidim Gmar Malacha, if let's say you have Tvua before the Meruach, so there is an Issa to eat it Kava. So Melahu Adin, when you do the Meruach in the way that Rabbi Shia prescribes, that you bring it in the Meitshala and you do the Meruach in the house, so that doesn't have a din Meruach to Mechayiv and Chumas and Maishas. But even, so it applies to Kaid de Meruach. Kaid de Meruach, there is an Issa de Rabbanan to eat Kava. You can only eat Arai. Or Behema. That's what Rashi holds. So Taisus is bothered. So what's the pshat? So these Balakisim, they can give it to a guy. And pater themselves from Chumas and Maishas. He's saying, but anyway could pater themselves, because they can bring it in the Meitshala. But that won't pater from kava. They want to eat a kava. Then you'd only be allowed to eat it for a behemoth, only for a rai. But they won't pater from kava. So what's the Gemara's kasha b'chlal? So Taisa says one pshat to argue on Rashi, Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he says that no, when you bring it in b'meitshala, you're allowed to even eat a kava. Behemta is lav dafka. It's a derech, you're marrying for your behemoth because people will be embarrassed to marry for themselves. But lamais, it's lav dafka. Because even though kaidem miruach, you could eat only a rai, but that's because you could do a meruach. It's yachal lov l'dechiv. But now that you did this meruach, so it's any yachal lov l'dechiv. So meila, it's mutter to eat even kava. So that would, then the Gemara would say, but according to Rashi, it's shver. Rashi holds that even after Rabbi Shia, you can only eat a rai. So why would that be an eitzah for the balikisim? Maybe they would do meruach nachri kadei l'shdi kava. So Taisus has a mahalach. First he says, well, maybe we're talking about something which is animal food, so male is not shayach kava, so in that case it will be shver, why are they making zeri for balakisim? But then Taisus has a mahalach that may be fakir, that maybe when the guy, maybe by miruach akum, that we're saying that miruach akum is the gzeira, that says even without the gzeira, stop. Even if your miruach akum is potter, but it's like it was before miruach. So even by miruach akum, this still would be an isser tida narai, even if your miruach akum is potter. I mean, it's still an isser tida kava, even if your miruach akum is potter. So the whole balakisim, the gzera balakisim is that they'll do this in order to tida narai, because kava is anyway yasser. The tarit says, but tida narai, you have another eitzah, everybody she is eitzah. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara said, everybody she is eitzah, for hesher, they wouldn't do it. But even without the gzera's balakisim, there still would be an isser to eat it kavat. Even though he says, lagade chalal l'mashal, there's no isser at all. Because the pshat is, by chalal, it's a gilgal akum is the same as before gilgal. Before gilgal, there's no isser b'chalal. So gilgal akum is the same as before gilgal. So there's no isser b'chalal. Mashenki miruach akum is the same as before miruach. Even if you're miruach akum batters, but even before miruach, there's an isser arai. So mamela, they didn't need the gzeiris balakisim to asa kavah, because even without any gzeir, there's an isa kavah, just like before miruach. That's one mahalach of Taisus. But Taisus l'maisa is chayzer from that mahalach, because he says the opposite. He says even after the gzeiris balakisim, you're still allowed to eat arai. So come out an afkamina halacha l'maisa between the man yomim miruach akum peiter and the man yomim miruach akum chayiv. It says, not only that the man, the yom miruach hakam chayiv holds your chayiv midiraisa, and the kiyumachvish al shalgoi, mishalgoi al shal yisroel, and the man, the yom miruach hakam is potter, it's only midirabanan, but even midirabanan is a chilah. Because if you hold miruach hakam is chayiv, then you can't even eat an arai. It's an issa tevel deraisa, and it's also even arai. Mashiachin, if you hold miruach hakam is potter, so even though they made a gzeirah to mechayiv miruach hakam as gzeirah mishambalakisim, but Zak Taisus Gzeir was only Tida Kava. Even after the Miruach Akum, there's still, you're allowed to eat it Arai. So really, you have to say a different teretz for the Marim Adam Al Tfuwasai. And he brings Arai from the Mishnah in Mesechlis Chumas, Perik Chi, Mishnah Zayin, and the Rosh also says that that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, that even if you hold the Gzeiris Balakisim, you're still allowed to eat Arai, but the Rosh is Mesupik. But the Shaila is like this. Even after the Xerius Balakisim, you're allowed to eat Arai. And if it wouldn't be for the Xerius Balakisim, vice tais, you're even allowed to eat Kava. So, Ferksach the Kasha, what happened to Taisus Kasha beforehand? Why would after Miruach Akum, even if you're Miruach Akum Patis, why would it be more Kal than Kaida Miruach? Kaida Miruach is a din. They are not allowed to eat Kava. And now we're saying that Miruach Akum, if you hold the Patas, the Gzeir Mishum Balakisim only asks Kava. Why wouldn't Kava anyway be also just like Kaida Miruach? Vice days of wouldn't be the Gzeir Balakisim, you have to say Lamaskana Satasis, you wouldn't be allowed to eat Kava. Why? Why is Miruach Akum different than Kaida Miruach? So Zag disciple, he could say one of two Mahalchim. Either you could say, like Rabbeinu Ephraim said about the Behema, about the Machlis Adam and Meitchel, I mean, Parabashia's thing, that they only asked Achilas Kava, if it could come with the Gemara Malacha. But here it already is after Gemara Malacha, and the Gemara Malacha was B'Ptur, so now there wouldn't be an Isra of Achilas Kava even, if not for the Gzeir Mishum Balakisim. And the male, they left Achilas Arai the way it was, that it's still Mutter Achilas Arai. But the Pshat is, if you all Miruach Akum Paiter, so then it would even be Mutter Tid Kava, even though Kaidim Miruach it's not, because Kol Kama could come with the Chiv Yikani Kava. But once it can't come with the chiv anymore, you could eat kava. And that's why I need the gzeir balakisim to ask the kava. That's one mahalach you could say. But Zag the Stipe, you could say a different mahalach also. You could say that the pshat in eating kava, kaidim miruach, is that the achilas kava is the gmar malacha. It's not the pshat stam they made a gzeir on achilas kava. They said that achilas kava midrabbanan blives the gmar malacha. So Mela, anything which didn't have a Gemara Malacha, and the Ptur Nemsuch Mitzad, the fact that it didn't have a Gemara Malacha. So Mela, that would only be Matur Arai, because you can't eat Kava, because Kava will be considered that now there is a Gemara Malacha. But that's only something which is missing a Gemara Malacha. And could be even by Machnisa B'Meitchel, it's also called as missing the Gemara Malacha. Mashiachim, when it had a regular Gemara Malacha, But the Gemara Malacha was Al Yidei Goy. So it had a Gemara Malacha, and the Gemara Malacha was with the Ptur. So now you can't make a Gemara Malacha. It's already finished, the Gemara Malacha. So now there's no makam to Asra, Achilas Kava. So that's Pshat in the Maskanas of Thesis. Meruach Akum, if you hold the Tzchayiv, Avad Tzchayiv, even Arai. But if you hold, it's not Chayiv, it's Pater, the Xerius Malachisim only Asas Kava. But you want to say that Kava should be Asr anyway, because what's in the Kaidim Meruach? Kaidim Meruach and you're eating Kava, so you are making Gemara Malach. I mean, they're abundant, that's like a Meruach, so it's like Meruach Yisrael. Mashenkin, once there is a Meruach Goy, so that's it, the Meruach was done already. Can't make a Meruach now anymore. So Mela, without the Xerius Malachisim, would even be Mutatita Kava.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.